and welcome to International Report. Violence persists against women and girls in Liberia, nearly two decades after the end of the country's brutal civil war in 2004. Despite a law that makes rape a non-bailable offense, sexual abuse remains one of the crimes most frequently perpetrated against women and girls. Some members of the legislature, however, are trying to amend the rape law to make the crime a bailable offense. The move is being contested by anti-rape campaigners and concerned Liberians. Darlington Porpa has this report from the capital, Monrovia.
Can't you see the pain she's going through? She is so afraid to share her story. How can we build this land if we don't fight for all these children? Real men don't rape.
Real men. 22-year-old student Odell Sherman is the latest victim of sexual abuse in Liberia. She was reportedly again raped to death on May 21st in the home of a religious minister, Reverend Emmanuel Giddens. Odell was fondly unconscious on May 21st in Reverend Giddens' home by one of the boys, Abraham Sumo, who fondly held lying in a pool of blood. She was rushed to the ELWA hospital where doctors announced her dead upon arrival. Odell's death came just days after she had sat for the West African Examination Council Senior High School Certificate exams.
What I'm foreseeing, this is the poor against the rich. If they think that my daughter will not have justice, the country will not be in peace. Because the international community is watching what is going on. We will not remain silent. We will cry for justice day by day. And we are not only crying to men, but we are crying also to God.
That's Mistress Cynthia Riverside Sherman, Odell's mother. The cause of the death is being investigated by the government, as Reverend Giddens has denied the allegations by the deceased family that he sexually abused and killed their daughter. I have come to the Old Road neighborhood to meet with her. Sitting beside a house in a black attire, Mistress Sherman accuses the government of undermining the investigation into the circumstances surrounding her daughter's death.
Now the hospital were able to come up with a report that this girl was tampered with, there was semen found in her womb. It's so surprising. How can this thing happen? Too much things are going on. In places that would least expect this thing to come from, and where they are coming from. The whole Odell case is surrounding social ravings. The women are not safe because why? Let us put it back to President Sirleaf Tan. Once a girl is raped, that person will be apprehended and you will be placed behind bar until you are acquitted for it. But right now, you murder by rape, gang rape, nothing will come from order A. After my daughter case, you know how many rape cases have come up just within a shorter time? Because there is no justice. The whole legal system is done. Justice should also be served for the poor, not only for the rich.
The death of Odell caught the attention of several activists in the country. Wearing a yellow African dress with a pair of matching sandals is Sata Sharif, the head of the Action for Justice and Human Rights. She explains the magnitude of sexual violence against women and girls in Liberia.
Every day there are reports of sexual abuse, of rape, gang rape to death. So, I mean, it's increasing every day, and it's pathetic if we do not do something now. Everyone who are responsible to ensure that these survivors have access to justice and that children are protected from sexual violence must play their role. Because the lives of these children are in their hands, even parents as well. So comparing the statistics is bad since the Civil War. And every girl in Liberia should take this as something very serious because this time is like a state of emergency when it comes to sexual violence. And I hope that we can all do something, work together, so that I don't have to walk on the streets of Morocco and be afraid. The point is, even me as an activist, I'm afraid sometimes because you never know. And it shouldn't be this way. The environment should be safe. So access to safe space for LGBT survivors and for every girl is something that we need right now.
The death of Odell occurred days before women from across the region met in Monrovia to discuss and find ways for advancing women's rights and economic empowerment. The meeting was called by Mistress Clara Weah, the wife of Liberian President George Weah, who is leading a national campaign to end all forms of abuses against women in the country.
This movement seeks to redefine the way we treat women and girls with respect to unhindered access to education, access to equal opportunities for leadership at all levels of decision-making, political, socioeconomic, and public life. Pushing for the adoption and strengthening of sound policies, enforceable legislation that would be keen on women and girls' issues, looking keenly at harmful practices and child marriages, and reducing teenage pregnancies that would be high on our agenda, making sure that HIV/AIDS infected mothers give birth to healthy babies should be the concern of us all.
Can't you see the pain she's going? Popular Liberian star musician Koti Dobobazi, who goes by the stage name Kobazi, has joined in the campaign to end rape. He recently produced a song to raise awareness on the malice. Sitting on his porch in the Congo Town neighborhood on a rainy day, he explains how the culture of impunity is in fact empowering rapists.
We have a long way to go, and I think these cases happen because we compromise, and sometimes I think poverty is one of those. I'm not saying people don't rape everywhere, but Liberia is rampant, you know, and I realize that these cases, because we compromise them, and until we can get educated and realize that nobody is above the law, these things are going to continue happening. Don't never compromise anything. I have a daughter. I will not want anybody, even trying to even lay hands on them. So the illiteracy rate is very high, and we have to face that as a country. Once we tackle those issues, trust me, Liberia is going to be better. But I think there's been a long fight, and because, you know, Liberia has a tradition. Know that when it comes to rape issues, there is no tradition, because once you are raped, you will lay through that trauma for the rest of your life. It doesn't give anybody the right to violate anybody. So it's about you being a human and feeling that it's not right. Don't rape somebody if you don't want someone doing that to you, you know. So it's the golden rule. You don't want that. So why would you do it to somebody? So as long we live as people, you got to use your platform in a positive way to help. That's how we're going to help build Liberia.
In the wake of claims and counterclaims, the police say they are trying to prosecute offenders. At the Liberian National Police headquarters on the Capitol bypass, I met police spokesman Moses Carter, who expresses the police commitment to a fair investigation into the death of student Odell Shemron.
For some reason, in time past, we've had too many cases of sexual gender-based violence. From the report given by the sexual gender-based violence prosecutor in the last Day of the African Child, a little over 100 cases sent to court. Government was able to succeed through its prosecution by winning 110 cases. The autopsy into establishing the cause of death of the late Odell Shemron is underway. In any criminal investigation, you do not want to just randomly arrest people on the basis of sentiments. You want to make sure that when you send a case to court, you will have all of the evidence to make a case in court. To have gone to the compound of Mr. Giddens and arrest him, charged him, and forward him to court will be on what basis? So you have to make sure that thorough investigation is conducted with all of the evidence that will lead you to charging someone and forwarding them to court.
People here are hoping that for once, women and girls in Liberia will have a safe environment to pursue their dreams. For RFR, I'm Darlington Parkman reporting from Monrovia.
Don't fight for these children, yeah. Real men don't rip them.